Stage Cat. Mobile. You don't say. Or maybe you do say. Good morning, Patrick. N0TR Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. Tom WT sitting in the shack.
We're mobile.
Evan, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Rusty. Happy New Year to all of you and Miss Bernice, too.
We are just headed down to urgent care with Miss Bernice. Nothing serious. They gave her some stuff for a cold the other day, but it's not doing any good, so I convinced her to go back. Reluctantly, she's going back. But I don't like to go to the doctors either, but I'm tired of this. I think she needs some prednisone to make her feel good, because she ain't. Shoot. Anyways, let's see. Goes over to Rusty, W2T0TR.
Good morning to everybody, including the news station that checked in there. I've just heard y'all hollering. I'm sitting here working in my shack, getting some things done. And, Tom, when you get a day, one day, maybe next week, I'd like you to ride over here and take a look at some things I've got. I'm wanting to get rid of a few things, and I'm looking for a few things. And I thought maybe you and I, you could come over and see my shack, and we can sit down and talk for a few minutes.
That is, if you'll promise me you'll go Monday and take my colonoscopy for me.
Is not going to happen. I mean, I had to go, and after I was trying to install a new shower head, and my head and the pipe that the old one was on collided, and I've got a nice nasty spot on the up on my head here. So now, colonoscopy is not in my bailiwick, my friend.
Well, that might improve his looks. What do you think, Kevin?
4KWS, Kevin in Etowah. I'm thinking I already had mine, and I'm good for 5 years.
And I've met Rusty and seen him, and I don't think a knot on the head's going to help anything there. But good to hear everybody. Sorry, Miss Bernice is not feeling well. I think everybody's got a little bit of something right now. I got a cough. I can't seem to shake. But other than that, I'm doing great.
Get you a bottle of wild turkey and drink about half of it at once, and you'll forget all about your cold. What do you think, Rusty?
That'd work, but then it would be a good idea if he was planning to stay at home for the next 2 days after he did that, you know, because it that could kind of put you out of things there, at least the last I heard about that. Go ahead, Kevin.
I've had that done too, and I'm good. Yeah, it'll do that to you. It'll definitely make you feel better for a little bit.
Get it for a little bit, but then it tends to cause more problems. So I try to stay away from all that stuff.
I don't drink either, Patrick, but I always recommend it. Watching the traffic here and see if they really do stop at these maybe signs. They say STOP, but they should say maybe. You never know. Well, I got to go on a liquid diet starting Sunday and then do that on Monday. And they're going to do an endoscope at the same time. Uh-oh, somebody stopped out in the middle of the road for no reason. And I don't know what's going on up here. But we gotta get down there, so I'll go around him. He's got his emergency flashers on. Poor guy. Stopped right in the middle of the road. Well, I guess we're going to get some rain, Rusty, Saturday. I don't know exactly when we can get over there. I've had tremendous back pain, and so I'll just wait and see. And there's Bernice coughing there. Just coming up on Wade Hampton over here. Go ahead, Rusty.
What available on Saturday anyway? I've got to go sit in a five-hour class. I've been elected an elder at our church, and training class is Saturday from 9 to 2:30. So I know where I'm going to be for 5 hours, and I got to take my lunch with me and everything. So they'll have coffee and snacks when we get there, but We're supposed to bring our own lunches, but we'll see what happens and everything goes. But I got to go do training, and then on the 19th of this month, I go to before the current session, and they quiz me, and then we go from there before I'm installed. So anyway, it's working along, and I've got a guy coming next week one day to pick up my computer here in the shack, take it, do some upgrades to it for me, and get it working like it's supposed to. So anyhow and all, but I just heard you in there and thought I'd holler at you and all. I'm going to step back because I'm trying to get a few things done over here, and I'll leave it with y'all. Kevin, you go ahead and pick it up, and I'll talk to all of you later. 73W2D.
Appreciate it. Good talking to all y'all this morning. We're just heading down here to Brick Bar. Going to get my teeth scraped a little bit. And that's about it. Going to relax the rest of the day. And that's look forward to the weekend. Hope everybody has a good weekend. And I will turn back to y'all. 73 is KW4KWS.
Nothing. And Kevin and Tom, I'm going to have to jump out myself because I'm getting out of here. Well, I'm going to lose the repeater. I'm heading into Brevard myself. So I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good day. I hope she gets to feeling better and gets some relief from that cold. I know how aggravating that can be, especially having to deal with you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Tom. 73.
Yeah, you run out right after you get your first jab, and you only get three. It was my turn. Anyways, Patrick, hope you have a good day too, and don't know what your plans are for the day, but we got to go to Lowe's, and I got to buy a circuit breaker, and by the way, the hot water tank, after I spent about $500 on it, getting the guy to come out because I couldn't get down to repair it. It quit again last night right during Miss Bernice's shower. My shower was fine, so I don't really care if it happened against her shower. Maybe a cold shower would have made her feel better, but it didn't seem like it, to be honest with you. I don't know what's the matter with that thing. Hot water tanks are just not that complex. There's nothing to them. But at any rate, I'm going to change that breaker out just for the heck of it. And it checked good in every respect. And we'll see what happens from there. But I don't want another one of those. What was the name of those? Bradford White. I don't want another one, I can tell you that. I'm getting fed up with it. KO4XKX in 0TR. 73's Patrick, have a good day.